Bank of America global research data suggests that 75% of the world's population will have followed matches online or on TV from the FIFA World Cup. AI has been highly present. The company Lenovo deployed an AI system for teams with 2,000 football-specific metrics and petabytes of historical data, and also developed a system to help TV viewers understand what referees were saying. Security at the tournament used AI-powered cameras and drones. On society issues, a union of nurses at New York's Montefiore Hospital has criticized management for laying off 12 nurses and replacing them with AI. The union is not against the use of AI, but says it is worried that the AI replacing the nurses is untested. Meanwhile, self-driving cars are in the headlines in San Francisco after two power outage incidents brought Waymo self-driving taxis to a standstill, provoking major traffic jams. The mayor of San Francisco has written to the California Department of Transportation to argue that robot access companies should be obliged to have contingency plans for emergency situations like moving cars to the side of the road or adjusting their routes. Elsewhere, over 200 researchers and economists have signed an open letter to governments and technology leaders calling on them to urgently create policies and institutions that address the economic impact of AI. The signatories include leaders from OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google, as well as 15 Nobel Prize laureates. A VentureBeat article looks at the impact of the redesign of the Google search page. Users can now upload images, videos, files, and the content of Chrome tabs into the search box, as well as hold an AI-driven search conversation. The changes have implications for publishers because the engine is increasingly zero-click, meaning that a publisher's content can be given to a user via AI overviews without the user visiting the publisher's website. Lower visits to a publisher's website leads to lower revenue. There is also a change coming for advertisers because conversational search can indicate more precise intent signals that can be exploited for targeted ads. Meanwhile, Microsoft executives are openly encouraging their sales team to highlight weaknesses in both OpenAI and Anthropic AI models to boost Microsoft model sales. The company's CEO Satya Nadella told executives that a core emphasis over the coming year will be to monitor AI costs and deploy cheaper models that customers can fine-tune. Microsoft has already replaced OpenAI and Anthropic models in some of its products with Microsoft models. Microsoft is also addressing a fear among investors that AI might replace traditional software solutions. The company's stock price has fallen 20% already this year because of this fear, as well as due to unease about the amount of money that the company intends to spend on data centers. An InfoWorld article discusses how one of the modern cloud infrastructure's core technologies, Kubernetes, is poorly adapted to agentic AI workloads. In traditional cloud systems, each web request is handled by launching a short-lived Kubernetes container to execute the request. Agents, on the other hand, are long-running, and an agent workflow can last for minutes or even hours. Kubernetes is not adapted to this kind of application behavior. On security issues, OpenAI has developed a large language model called GPT-RED that specializes in finding vulnerabilities in other language models. OpenAI said that GPT-RED discovered a new type of prompt injection attack that involves inserting a fake entry into a model's chain of thought reasoning, which then tricks the model into coming up with an incorrect answer or acting in an undesired manner. Elsewhere, an MIT Technology Review article raises concerns about manipulation of weather data due to the rise of prediction markets. The article tells the story of a suspicious temperature recording at Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport. The airport indicated 22 degrees Celsius, whereas the actual temperature was 18 degrees Celsius. One person won $20,000 USD on an online gambling site for predicting that the temperature would exceed 20 degrees Celsius on that day. Authorities suspect that a handheld hairdryer was used to manipulate a thermometer's reading. As weather forecasting becomes more AI-based, and as agentic AI is beginning to be deployed where agents react to specific weather events, the risk of general weather data manipulation becomes more important. Finally, Google DeepMind and partners from industry and government have outlined a program to help address biological threats emerging from the use of large language models, as well as advanced use of AI to help in the event of outbreak. The balance for AI companies is to exploit AI to detect and defend against pathogens while at the same time prevent threat actors from using models to create pathogens.